Here is the situation. You see a 12-year-old female for orthodontic consultation, and in addition to her class 2 malocclusion, she has a maxillary central incisor not erupted. Radiographs reveal the central incisor is inverted, and there is also a supernumerary tooth obstructing its path. Since the tooth is completely inverted, with the crown towards the nose, do you have the oral surgeon remove it along with the supernumerary tooth and plan for later prosthetic replacement? If you read a case report from Chile that is published in the December 2002 issue of the Journal of Clinical Orthodontics, you may consider autotransplantation to reposition the inverted incisor. The case report is presented in an article called Autotransplantation of a Permanent Maxillary Incisor. The author's purpose is to present a case, just like the one I mentioned, that successfully repositioned an impacted, inverted incisor. Here's how it was done. The supernumerary tooth and a retained primary tooth were extracted. A full-thickness flap was developed to allow facial access to the inverted incisor. The incisor was carefully extracted with special care taken not to damage the periodontal ligament. The incisor was then placed in its desired position using a new tooth socket that was largely formed by the removal of the supernumerary tooth. The authors stress the importance of allowing 1 to 2 millimeters of clearance in this new tooth socket so that the PDL can stimulate new bone formation around the transplanted tooth. The gingival tissue is sutured in place and the tooth stabilized by the placement of a 2x4 appliance using a light 0.014 stainless steel arch wire. It is important for the tooth to be stabilized but not be rigidly fixed. After 3 weeks, because the root apex was closed, the pulp was removed and calcium hydroxide dressings were placed until definitive root canal treatment was completed at 7 months. At the time of this report, the tooth was doing well with good periodontal attachment and no evidence of external resorption. This case report should make us think of autotransplantation as a treatment alternative in children with a severely impacted or inverted tooth. Although the tooth may not last forever, it would be very beneficial for it to be in place through the adolescent years to maintain aesthetics and to maintain alveolar bone. As this case demonstrates, the orthodontist can be helpful in the stabilization phase using orthodontic appliances. Orthodontic movement of the auto-transplanted tooth can be done after 3 to 9 months of healing. I would encourage you to look at this article in the December 2002 issue of the Journal of Clinical Orthodontics if you have an interest in this technique. The clinical photographs of the procedure are quite helpful, and the entire article would be worth sharing with your surgical colleagues.